Tonight, high school football, as we do every Friday throughout the month of September and October, until our final local team is eliminated from state championship contention. And we've brought in Dave Novak every Friday morning to get us caught up on what we need to know entering the weekend. Good morning. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you guys?
Good. Just we're getting back to the north side tonight. And homecoming for the Maroon and Gold, that's our featured game. You'll handle Chalk Talk with Coach Scott Bless at 6:30 before we bring you all the action at 7 p.m. The last time you and I were on the north side, we brought home, it was all us, obviously, all the blocking and tackling we did. We brought home a victory for the first time in some time for the Maroon and Gold. Their brutal schedule hasn't seen them pick up another one yet, but tonight is a fantastic opportunity against the Perry Meridian Falcons.
Yeah, it's a winless Falcon team, but they're a good team. They're a 6A team from the south side of Indianapolis. They've lost to Decatur Central. They lost to Southport. They've lost to Franklin Central. So two of those are undefeated teams in the conference right now. So they've had their own tough schedule. They are an athletic team, but they're a team that they haven't had success either. So what's their mentality? Can North get a win? Yeah, I think you're right. I mean, I think it is a fantastic opportunity, but it's it's one where Perry Meridian up in Indianapolis last year beat North 33-2. So we don't want to get make it too obvious, maybe, but it is certainly a chance for North here to get back in the win column.
Perry Meridian has lost seven straight, and the Cougars, though, Dave, we've seen in the last couple of weeks better quarterback play. The numbers bear that out with Ben Friel. And the two best games South has played this year for me, obviously the Greenfield Central game, which we did. The second game would be the Bloomington South game. The one X factor there, no pun intended, was Xavier Trueblood having a big night. How important is he to North's chances for victory this evening?
Well, I think he's very important. It's a running game for North that hasn't really gotten on track the last couple weeks quite to what they want. You're right, their passing game has kind of picked things up, and that's a big step for North, is to get some efficiency out of the passing game and be dangerous, both side to side, but also down the field. And they've done that, but it has come at the expense of their run game. And when they're at their best, they're being physical up front. Coach Bless really likes both offensive and defensive lines of his team. So, he wants to establish Trueblood. We're not sure if he's going to have Zynel Nixon, who was a Wildcat quarterback for them, but he also believes that Ben Friel is going to have some rushing opportunities from the quarterback position also. So it's important for them to get the run game going, and at least partially because they see a defense that looks, at least scheme-wise, similar to Greenfield Central. And so he really believes that their physical kind of straight-ahead run game package could really have some success tonight.
Dave Novak's our guest this morning. He's joining me tonight on the broadcast. North homecoming against Perry Meridian, the Falcons. And we talked about Perry. Again, they've lost seven in a row. The one thing that jumped off the page for me last week, they played Franklin Central. They lost the game 24-10. They gave up two huge plays, a 66-yard touchdown and a 70-yard touchdown, but they only gave up 300 yards of offense. So defense sounds to be the way for the Falcons in tonight's game.
Yeah, I'm still not certain how great Franklin Central is. They're in first place. You got to give them all the credit in the world. They keep beating everybody. But, they're always doing it in tight games. It came down to a last-second field goal against the Panthers. So how good, how daunting is Franklin Central? I'm not sure of that yet. But that said, you're right. I mean, Perry Meridian, it looks like their defense is very athletic. They've got playmakers all over the place. They play an interesting kind of a 3-3 scheme and do a lot with it. So they're going to, they're going to throw bodies at you. They're going to try to put pressure on Ben Friel tonight. It's certainly an interesting challenge. I mean, Ben has been making better decisions, and Coach Bless talks about that in the Chalk Talk about him needing to make sure that, he takes a zero yardage play sometimes, and that's okay. And this, this Perry defense is going to throw some looks at the Cougars tonight.
And speaking of defense, the Cougars' defense, Dave, has given up 40 or more in every game except that victory against Greenfield Central. The good news is Perry Meridian has only scored six touchdowns this year. We should see a nice swing back to the norm for the Maroon and Gold.
Yeah, the Perry offense, what's interesting about them, they like the run. They do throw the ball around also. I mean, they do a lot of different things, a lot of screen passes. But the quarterback has one touchdown and six interceptions, which actually mirrors Ben Friel. So it's a game of quarterbacks that have thrown the ball to the other team over the course of the year. So, the Perry offense, they're not putting up tons and tons of points, but they get a lot of people involved. And I think that's the key, is earlier in the season when we had North, Coach Bless talked about how the team was managing to keep its assignments and play the assignments well, and then they just needed to finish plays, and they did that against Greenfield Central. And I don't think they've done that as much here recently, but they got to get back to it tonight, because the Perry offense is going to keep you on your toes, and they're going to test your discipline.
And big plays have been the scrouge for both of these defenses. Will tonight be who gives up the winner tonight will be who gives up the least amount of those, I would think.
Yeah, and they're both turnover prone. So I mean, I think that's a key too. Is both teams want to get that off their docket and quit having to claim that they turn the ball over too terribly much. But limiting the damage is going to be big for both teams tonight.
Dave Novak joins us this morning. He rides shotgun with me tonight. North Perry Meridian homecoming on the north side. He'll have the full Chalk Talk with Coach Scott Bless starting at 6:30. Our coverage begins at 7 p.m. Hopefully that 91-degree day is starting to cool off at that time. But plenty of other action coming up tonight. The South Panthers, they head to Terre Haute South. They've had a very interesting season, Dave. We saw them in week one where they just didn't play very well. I don't think they've had a break going their way since. Would tonight be a night that we think they get back on track?
They certainly need to. They certainly should be the better team on the field tonight. Their offense has been playing decently, getting the pass game kind of more explosive. The return of Chris Bamba has really helped there. The run game is going to be the interesting part tonight. They lost right guard Garrett Hickman, who's heading to Indiana State next year. He's out for the year with a knee injury, so that's going to be a blow to their offensive line. And they'd already had a shuffle or two that they had made. I know Coach Mo liked seven guys coming out of their fall camp at the offensive line, but now he's down to six and lost his most important one. So can they get the run game going, control the clock a bit, keep their defense off the field? Because that's the thing that I think you notice. Their defense has created some turnovers, but their defense has given up some points, and that's been a big problem for them this year.
Yeah, Quantrell Porter scored a couple. Phillip King has had a good influence as well, but you're right, too many points, which is interesting with that. Edgewood, they've found some newfound success. They take the show on the road tonight to, I believe it's Indian Creek. Is that right where they're heading tonight? Indian Creek,
yep.
7 o'clock kickoff there. Brian Rosenberg's crew, that first win's the toughest one to get. Now it's underneath the belt. What do we expect from the Mustangs?
Well, unfortunately, Indian Creek's a pretty darn good team. Beat them 56-13 last year, and now you go on the road up there. The key here is, and nobody likes to hear it, but the expectations, I think out at Edgewood have to be realistic. So tonight maybe isn't the best chance to get your second win, but there'll be a couple more here down the line. But as you mentioned, the first one is so important, because Coach Rosenberg, he's been there a while as a defensive coordinator, so the kids know him and he knows them. But when you're putting in your own stamp on your program, you need to have some success so the kids feel good and keep coming back. And that's why last week was so important. Not only did they get the win, they really did it in a dominant fashion. They gave up only about 85 total offensive yards, won by three touchdowns, had some big plays and some really nice plays. So I'm still coming off, I think, last week and sticking around for that one. This one's a tough one for Edgewood.
Yeah, and on the road doesn't help either. But to your point, you've been telling kids, hey, this is how we're going to do it, this is how we're going to win, and then it happens. That belief is a huge factor, especially at this level.
Yeah, and nobody likes to look past, again, a single week. But the Mustangs do have Brown County next week. That's a winnable game for them. They will have a crossover game in their last game of the season against the Western Indiana Conference West Division placeholder. So that might be a South Putnam, who was their only win already this season. So There's a couple more chances of getting a couple wins here down the stretch for the Mustangs.
Dave Novak joins us. He will join us tonight as well, as we'll do high school football for you. North at Perry Meridian, North versus Perry Meridian. We're on the north side for homecoming. Chalk Talk with Dave and Coach Bless at 6:30, and we'll have the call for you at 7 p.m. We'll talk a little college football here briefly. The Indiana Hoosiers welcome Georgia Southern to town. 3 touchdown favorites. That should be business as usual. They get the extra week to prepare for the triple option, which will be nothing short of interesting. Brandon Knight is back, hopefully, on the offensive line. This should be a pretty easy one for Tom Allen's crew, we would think.
Yeah, I would think so. This was a team that a few years ago was a very dangerous FCS team, not the bowl championship, but the old 1AA. They've made the move up and are finding some struggles with that. As you might expect, the triple option gives you a lot of different looks. The concern would be, how often are they cutting their defensive linemen and linebackers and trying to keep healthy out of the entire thing? That's always something to keep an eye on. Not too concerned about, what kind of production you might see on that end. I'm more concerned about seeing what the offensive line for the Hoosiers can do. This is the Georgia Southern defense that they should be able to line up against and pretty well move around. And so getting back to some semblance of the run game, I think is really, really important. The quarterback position is what's been talked about for 2 weeks for the Hoosiers. But in reality, Peyton Ramsey may not even see the field very much the first 2 weeks if there was better running game that had gotten going. And I know that's what any coach is going to want. They're going to want balance. So I think this weekend is the attempt to establish some balance in that offense again.
Georgia Southern averages a nation's worst, 2.99 yards per play. So Indiana won't overlook them. They've had 2 weeks. They're chomping at the bit as they lost their bye week last week. So 3:30 Memorial Stadium, the hottest part of the day. 91 degrees today, 91 tomorrow. Feels like football season, doesn't it?
Yeah, I didn't sign up for this. That booth is going to be pretty hot tonight.